Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, thank you for downloading today's podcast, everybody. Stav is not with us at the moment, but you'll hear him. He had to leave the show today, so you'll hear him during the podcast, and then he had to run off. We won't tell you what that emergency was yet.
Halfway? A tantrum? Or?
No. No. No, no, not even, no tantrums, no
diarrhea.
Issues, no. No. The only time I've had to run off, we were in the middle of an interview with Paula Abdul. It was on another show I was on, and it was pre-recorded after the show, and Esther rang me. Her waters had broken.
Yep.
With Xander. And so I was like, probably
give me
should
10.
Go. Yeah. But then what happened was I rushed home.
You got a long time. I always think.
Yeah, we kicked about the house for a couple of hours.
It's so funny, isn't it? When movies, like the water breaks and you're like, oh my God, you got to go. And then you realize so many people's water don't even break. And then sometimes they do and you've still got hours and hours and hours. My sister-in-law, she's very calm and collective, but her water's broke and she's like, oh, well, I'll bake a cake first.
So yeah,
she baked a cake and she just had it on phone. Because I guess you just got to monitor, don't you?
Yeah, well, you ring, I think she rang the hospital, told them what had happened, and they were like, okay, great, we'll prepare for you, just, you know, get your stuff together and get up here when you want. But then we took like 3 hours to get there.
Mm.
I came home, we had lunch, whatever, and then when we got there, like, we have been waiting for you. I think they meant, like, just grab your stuff and come when you're
ready. Oh, like, but you're like, well, you know what? This baby's going to fit around our lifestyle, and we're not ready yet.
We were like, well, this is our last time home alone without a baby.
I'm glad you ate before, though, because I went in and we had induced.
Yes.
Because he was really late.
Yeah.
So we got him induced, and they broke your waters there, and then, you know, he did contractions, and he wasn't coming. And they come around with, like, the food tray at the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. They might have done it for you.
Yeah, and they drop off sandwiches or something like that. Yeah.
And they're like, do you want, like, you know, can we get anything to eat? And they were like, oh, you can't eat because we don't know because he's not coming. You might have to have surgery. So they're like, you're not allowed to. And they're like, do you want anything, love? And I was looking going, no, he doesn't. He can starve with me. And he goes, oh, that'd be lovely. What have you got? And they gave him a full cooked meal. And I remember having contractions.
Oh, no roast and veggies?
No, I think it was a lamb and roast, and I was in the hospital having contractions while he was watching The Ashes on TV, eating a hot meal, and I gave a call to my friend Deanna, and I put it on speakerphone, and
hey, can you help me get out of a murder?
She was like, up the hill and down the hill, so I was going through contractions with her. I was like, it's good, he's in the corner and he's eating, I'm going to kill him. She's like, that's very normal. I went, what, then I'm going to kill him or he's eating? She's like, it's okay. Yeah, she must have called Scotty. She's like, Scotty, I just want to have a little chat about your expectations.
But what, I mean, now
what
though.
What could have he done?
Now that you're obviously in that situation, you're in pain, you know, you're nervous, there's a lot going on. But now you think of it, do you think he still shouldn't have eaten or do you think he should have eaten?
Now I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
And I guess if you, you know, third one, I would have went, oh no, sweetie, you eat.
Yeah.
Because I know how much hard work he's done, you know, with the kids. And it is true. And I used to always say this in the middle of the night, where I admire a lot of dads who get up and get the bubs. But I used to say to Scott, you got to work with power tools.
Yeah.
I have to get up to breastfeed. And that's my choice because I wanted to. So I was like, there's no advantage for you getting up and.
Yeah. It is pointless both people being completely exhausted.
But everyone's different and they'll be okay. But I was like, no, I don't want to. I was like, I'll make you suffer in other ways.
Yeah. The only thing Esther didn't want me to do was the condescending pat when she got back into bed after feeding. You know, when they get in and then the guy goes, this, or just the rub like, you're here? She's like, it doesn't achieve anything. All it does is tell me that you're saying, well, thank you for getting up, which I appreciate, but you know you don't have to get up. So she's like, you just don't need to do it.
Well, I do admire that because I got...
I saw a real funny meme actually the other day. It was a man like sort of waking up, and it was like, husbands, when you walk back in the room from tending to the child that woke up sort of thing, pretending they didn't hear the kid.
Oh,
you know, like when you walk back in the room and we roll over,
like,
and we go,
what?
Oh, what's going on, mate?
Were you up?
We're like, oh, bullshit. You've been ignoring the sound. You can't sleep through that.
It's my favorite moment is when I was just laying there because I was like, oh, maybe controlled crying is good. Maybe just for a little bit. I'll see if they settle. So I just laid in bed still. And Scotty had obviously heard but didn't want to get up. So was like pushing me to wake me up, but just gently as if like I had naturally woken up. And I was like, what are you doing? Oh, what? Is that the bird? I'm like, what are you doing?
But you were awake.
I was awake. But it was like, it wasn't like he was like, hey, hun, here you go. He was like, oh, moving the quilt. Oh my God, dude.
Because he still wanted to be enough that you would think he was still asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, man.
Fun times.
We're idiots, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're such idiots
we're
sometimes.
We're all idiots doing our best in life.
That's
good. Some are just doing it better than
us. All right, here we go. Let's get into the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I feel like I have to apologise for this in advance. Although some might find it funny. And if you find it funny, 131060, I just would like to know why you find it funny or how old you are. Because I have obviously three boys and my husband, four boys.
Four children
in the house. And we have an Alexa. Now, I don't know if Alexa is very common. It's kind of with Amazon. And we got given it here at work when we did digital radio when it first came out.
It's the same. It's like the...
like Google.
The Google Home, yeah.
Yeah. So you can ask them to play songs or you can ask them to do sound effects. And I didn't know about this, but we were at dinner on the weekend, just sitting around at the dinner table, and my son asked Alexa to do something, and that is fart. There we go. Okay. Now, I've got to be honest, I don't find farts funny.
Are you smiling then?
You're laughing, and no, I don't get it. Like, I just don't get why they're funny. It feels like at any age, if you're a male, and look, there might be some females out there that find it really funny, and I only get involved now because I know that it makes my sons laugh. So if any of them, I pick them up from school and they're in a bad mood, I will now go and pretend to fart.
Make them. It's kind of like when someone falls over. It's not funny, but you still laugh
That's
at it.
That's funny.
It's the uncomfortable.
I'll laugh at that. Funniest on videos. That's hilarious.
That's sadistic.
No,
I laugh when you're hurt, but...
Yeah, but this is them at the dinner table laughing at the different noises.
Why are farts funny, Jagger?
And if I didn't realise that they had asked him to do the million farts. So a million, it goes on for 10 minutes and it does all of them different. And I was like, what are the different ones? Right? And Finney was like, you have to ask him for a different one. Yeah, I know, right?
So you ask Alexa to fart.
Yeah, and then she does different types.
Well, that just proves the point that women do fart, even though they tell us they don't.
So this is an alien one, if you want to ask for that one.
Alexa, can I have a surprise?
Ask me for an alien fart. Or say, surprise me.
It goes through every single animal.
Can I have a monkey fart?
How's that a monkey?
I don't know if it's real. I don't think they got a real monkey.
Well, so they haven't gone and recorded these.
I don't know.
Well, I'm like.
She even does a bath one. I'm like, oh, Alexa, please.
Oh, well, we all know those. And then you can smell them instantly. It's like the steam
Taylor,
off
is,
the
Taylor,
water.
Taylor, our producer's face is disgusted. Are you disgusted? They're not funny, are they?
I'm like kind of disgusted and kind of like, oh, yeah, it's funny.
Do you want to hear some other animals then?
Yeah.
What have you got? Oh, you've got a dog.
Can I have a dog fart?
Okay. What's a cow sound like?
Can I have a cow fart?
That's not real, is it? She goes through everything from ugly ones.
Can I have an ugly fart?
Please tell me there's a pretty fart.
I don't think
if
there is.
If she's got an ugly one.
There's one and she doesn't make a noise and then she goes, silent but deadly. Okay, that one I laughed at.
They're the supermarket one.
I just don't know when you actually grow out of it.
Well, Michael from Collingwood Park is on with us. Hi, Michael.
How are you guys?
Is it funny?
I'm 31 and I still ask Google to make the fart noises.
Yeah.
It's at the stage where my wife, she now goes, she asked Google to do the fart symphony.
Oh, and it does it. Yeah, I mean, it lightens the mood, doesn't it?
It goes for about 5 minutes. Like, we've got two. We've got one in the bedroom, one out in the lounge room. And I go to the bedroom one, play it on the lounge room, and she'll be out in the lounge room, and then all of a sudden it's just... What the hell's that?
Well, it's gone are the days of coughing to cover up a fart. Now you just get your smart speaker to cover it up.
Well, not
for
just
you.
That. Farting's better than coughing during COVID times.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Sorry, no women, though. Michael's rung, but no women are ringing up to say that they think it's funny.
Oh,
come on, ladies.
Yeah. What do you think, Michael? You think they just don't want to admit it?
My wife farts like a trooper.
Okay. All right, Michael, you can't say that on the radio. Not...
No, I can say it because okay. She'll admit it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I find it funny that other people find it funny. I like that it lightens the mood for the kids. Oh, Rochelle and Wynn and Wes, they're funny?
100%. I am that person who pops on Snapchat and I just let it rip. And my friends, they are frightened to open up my Snapchats because they're worried that it's going to be a fart. And the funniest part about it is if it's a blank black screen that's showing on the Snapchat, they 100% know it's going to be a snap of my fart.
How old are you, Rochelle?
33.
Your mother?
Yeah, mother of three.
The world's Mother in safe hands.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for being honest. Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
High Church in Fortitude Valley. Brisbane's most unique wedding and event space.
We all know a couple who've had to postpone or downgrade their wedding recently.
The dream for some now is just to get the wedding done like you can do in Vegas.
Vegas!
B105's Bris Vegas Chapel.
Bris Vegas, hey? We're going to actually use it for good, that title. You know that I love a wedding, and I'm getting a lot of people going, I just want to get married quickly. And I'm like, well, that's wonderful. You still need to give a month notice. But a lot of the reasons are coming through now.
I'll be showing in a month, and I don't want my parents to know.
Now, a lot of people are saying that they had the big wedding and then postponed it, maybe through COVID, or they had children, or they wanted to buy a house, or they just couldn't be bothered, and now they just want to get married for whatever reason, and they don't want the big wedding. So we're going to do that. I want to know how many people we can marry in a short period of time because the minimum that you have to say is really short.
Well, how quick can you do a ceremony?
Oh, I reckon I could do it in 30 seconds. No, maybe a little bit longer.
Is there any legal requirement?
There is bare minimum that you have to say. You've got to state your full name, obviously, and you take the other person's full name if anyone objects. You don't actually say that, but if anyone wants to notice. And then you're going to be a witness.
Yeah.
And Stab's going to be the witness.
Yep.
And we're going to see how many people we can just marry. So they've got the certificate, they're legally married, and done dusted.
So the part that you always see in the movies where the ex-girlfriend stands up...
is American, and even then it's only done in a few states in America. It's not compulsory.
So you don't ask if anyone wants to.
Unless you want me to, but that's going to add on time, and I haven't got that.
Right. And you're also sus. Like, if your bride-to-be goes, no, I really want to include the objection part, that's pretty much saying, I want to see if someone better comes back.
To be fair, you do need to say your full name and the other person's full name so that if anyone was to know, wait a minute, I know them and they're already married, that would be a reason.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, right.
But the bare minimum is so little that I think we can get through a lot. And I want to know on 131060, do you just want to get married?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been engaged for? Maybe you're not even engaged and this is something that you want to do. So we're going to do a wedding. It's going to be like a joint wedding on Wednesday the 14th of September.
Right. So if you could do a ceremony in 30 seconds, you're looking
I haven't tried it,
120
but I'm presuming.
An hour. So you could knock out 120 an hour.
Yeah, but then we'll have to say hi. We can't go over. It's going to be wedding. It's going to be business.
No niceties. No.
We'll have a cake. They can cut it. We'll get a few wedding photos. Yeah. Whatever you want to wear. And if you would like, and I always say this, if you would like to request an outfit from your celebrant and your two witnesses, we'll do that. I mean, that's going to add an extra time because we've got to get changed, but...
If you did it over 3 hours of, say, the show...
Oh, you really?
That's 360 weddings.
That's a lot. Would that be a record?
It'd have to be some sort of record.
Because I know that they do, in some countries, they do... Everyone gets the same ceremony and they do it, but that wouldn't be legal here in Australia. Like, you'd have, 100 couples say the same thing at the same time, but wouldn't be legal here.
Yeah. So we're going to set up a little chapel.
Yes, and then we're going to have... And then we're all going to go to the High Church of Fortitude Valley, which is very amazing. I've been there for a wedding before. It's really unique event space. And then we'll all have the wedding.
There's so many couples, so many people. You cannot invite all your family, unfortunately. So don't worry. That's perfect.
You can't invite family.
You won't fight over a guest list.
You know who says that? People that have been married.
God, yeah.
Like, when you look at it and you go, I had a beautiful wedding. I love it. But I wonder if we could have saved that money on other stuff now. Like, I appreciate that we could have.
there would be 40% of the people who are at my wedding
that you don't talk to anymore
that I wouldn't invite today.
Wow, that's a lot.
So if you redid your wedding, just friends, and not because of any reason, but you know, you just stop talking to them, or it's friends who have brought a partner,
and then
they're no longer together.
I always say that you could have this if you want, and then throw a party for your friends and family.
Mm.
Someone that might be annoyed, family, parents might be annoyed, but it's not their day.
No.
It's everyone's day who's getting married. I mean, you know what? They haven't even got time to be a bridezilla or a groomzilla.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's got to get their own outfits, though, right? We're not supplying wedding dresses
and stuff like that. No. And that's what I was saying. If you would like Elvis theme, then we could all just put on a quick costume. If you're into Star Wars, we could do that.
We could have two wedding dresses. And they could just be like, the girls could just, well, one like a quick change artist, quickly get her dress, throw it to the next chick. She just puts it on over the top of her clothes. I mean, there's so many things we need to nut out just yet.
Yeah. There won't be a second kiss. I know a lot of couples these days, they do the kiss and then they do, no, it's just one kiss.
All right. Well, 13, 10, 60, why have you been putting off getting married?
I have to say, you've got to be divorced. I get a lot of couples that are like, I'm still legally married. I'm like, oh, well.
Does their partner know that when you, or have you sat down before and the guys had to go, well, I'm still married to her, we haven't divorced, and the new partner learns?
I haven't caught up with them yet, but I said, just so you know, if any of you have been married, I need a divorce certificate or a death certificate, if that's what's happened, before you can, and then they never get back to me.
Okay, it's a tell, isn't it?
Caitlin in Springfield Lakes, how long have you been with your partner for?
5 years.
5 years. And have you talked about getting married?
Yeah, so we have 4 children, 3 which he took on, and they want us to get married.
Oh, that's cute.
I did say no kids, but I have to make it. Like, they're going to be out of camera. I'm looking at Maddie. I mean, unless you don't want them to.
Yeah.
Either or.
No, Caitlin, you know what? I think Caitlin probably wants.
You probably need a day to yourself. You can show them the photos.
Yeah, that works.
Sounds good.
How long have you been engaged for?
So we've never actually technically bought rings, but we've been telling people we're engaged for the past 2.5 years.
Yeah. It's like people that refer to their partner as husband or wife and they're never not married.
So did he propose?
No technical proposal, but we're like, hey, do you get married? And I'm like, yeah, I'll get married with you. And we were going to go to New Zealand the start of this year because he's Māori, and just do elopement over there, but we never got there.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, this will be great. This is perfect.
This is great. I actually messaged him when I heard it. I'm like, Abby wants to marry a bunch of people. You keen? And he's like, hell yeah, let's do it.
See, that's the romance I need, Caitlin. Perfect.
All right, this is good. Okay. There's a lot of people calling.
Claire, how long have you been engaged for?
Hi. So only a year, but we have been together for nearly 14 years and we have 3 boys together.
And did you dream of the big wedding, or are you just like, I'm not interested, it's too expensive?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's so expensive. Up our house, but, you know, everything costs money. So I was like, I actually proposed to him last year, and he always says he wants to get married. So I'm like, let's just go and do it.
Mm. Claire, what about, are you okay with not having a long wedding that's going to have all the vows and the bells and whistles?
Oh, yeah, I don't need any of that. To me, I think just getting married to him, you know, that's the most important part. Mm. Yeah.
Perfect.
Do we need to set up a hotel room?
After?
For everyone. Like,
well,
you know.
Well, we're going to share the cake. We're going to share everything. We're not sharing a hotel room. You want separate hotel.
Yeah, well, I'm saying,
Claire, we're sorry. We're workshopping this out loud.
Yeah. Well, not everyone goes in at the same time. I'm just saying, do we need.
Would you like a night after, Claire, away?
Well, yeah, I think that would be quite nice.
Awesome. But you're adding to the bill,
I was literally saying that. We just have a hotel room. Come in, change the sheets.
No, Matthew.
Well, please, Claire might want that.
Claire.
She does want to be honest.
What about we have everyone have their own song? I think that's nice.
Yes, that's what I meant. You go into the hotel room and
Dave,
you listen
Vinge
to your
Boomba,
song.
You just want to get married?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What's your reason of just wanting to have a quick one, not having to worry Matthew. Not having to worry about a massive wedding.
Same thing.
Just the cost on it all. It's all too expensive now.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Everything.
How long have you been engaged for?
2 years.
Yeah. And you've got the ring. I mean, that's expensive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Is
your partner
going to be okay with this?
Yeah, she's the one that wants to elope.
See, that's perfect. This is exactly it.
How good. And Chelsea's there in North Lakes. I'm sorry we're not going to get to everyone's calls, but remember the website.
Yeah, b105.com.au. If you go to the win page, there's a Bris Vegas Chapel. Click on that. We just need to make sure that when you meet me, you've got to have your birth certificate.
Correct. Yeah. Hey, Chelsea.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How long have you been engaged?
Oh, God. I think it's been 2 and a bit years. Mm-hmm. But we've been together 3 years, so he proposed pretty quickly. '98 that we met. Wow. And, yeah, and I got married. I had kids with someone else, obviously. And we got in touch. And to be honest, we just haven't got married because I'm a little bit...
You don't want to have a wedding again? Is that what you mean?
Oh, no, I do, but it was such a good first one. It was so good. I was just like, oh, we got to do that. We got married in Fiji. It was such fun.
She's saying she liked the wedding, not the partner as much.
Wasn't that good, Chelsea? Yeah. You divorced. It was the best wedding ever. The guy didn't work out.
I know, but the wedding did.
The wedding was good.
This is about.
It's the honesty of just wanting to get... What you're saying, Chelsea, is now you've got the right person, you don't care about the wedding.
Yeah. So I've just kind of changed my attitude a little bit and gone, oh, you know what? Let's just make this work for us because it is the marriage, not the...
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I've been invited to something where I'm like, oh, wow, I've got to pretend that I'm classy. I mean, I am classy, right?
Yeah.
If you've got to ask, you're not. No. The Lady Musgrave Trust, which is Queensland's oldest charity, and they do amazing work trying to help homeless women. And they've worked out that a lot of women will be homeless through circumstances of DV. So they're working with Small Steps for Hannah, which is a charity that I'm ambassador for. So they're having like a morning tea. All of a sudden I'm talking like this because I said, yes, I'd love to come along. That sounds wonderful. And then the morning tea I didn't realise was at Government House in Paddington.
Oh, where Jeanette Young now lives.
Yeah,
she was the chief health officer. Now
sorry.
She's
are you talking about Your Excellency?
Sorry. Yes. Sorry. Good point. I can't call her Jeanette anymore, can I?
I don't think so. Because we all know her because, she was the health minister. So I said, yes, I'd love to come along. That sounds wonderful. And then I got an email from Government House. And it's saying, yes, you've already replied, but they just wanted to run through some.
See, I always imagine those invites, you wouldn't get an email. It would come in the mail, an A4 piece of paper
with
on
a stamp
its side.
That's with the wax.
Yeah, and it's all gold foil around the edge.
No, but they have said that that you are invited and then you click on there for further information about attending an event at Government House.
Oh, you're going to have to buy a new dress.
No, it's a day dress. What's a day dress?
I reckon something with a flower, like a floral long, but like under the knee. Not sure.
It'd have to
be
under the
knee. Don't cut me off. I had the correct answer there.
Sorry, Maddie.
I was like, oh.
My day dress that I wear is probably not really appropriate. Asha said that we're going to have cucumber sandwiches, which I'm like, is very... Have you had a cucumber sandwich?
No, I reckon it'll be full pig on the spit. There'll be a keg.
No, because it's morning tea.
They'll tap it. Yeah, you know, the government people, they get on it early.
Well, it's the governor. And it says the governor should be addressed as Your Excellency. And therefore, after that, you say either Your Excellency, Ma'am, or Governor.
Yeah, but right.
Yeah.
Is that because she's the direct line to the Queen, right?
Yes.
She's the only one here who's allowed to talk to the Queen. That's
well,
what
I think
makes
people
her
are
so
allowed
special.
To talk to them if they talk to you. But yes, she's, I guess, employed by them.
Yeah,
she's a representation, representative.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't need to curtsy, though, do I? That's what Ash said.
Well, if you've got to call her Excellency, I would imagine that
Your
be,
Excellency.
Yeah. And then the way you wouldn't, when you shake her hand, you've got to give her one of those limp.
I'm not going to shake
limp
hands.
Shakes.
I'm not going to shake hands.
How awkward, though, for people who've known her for ages as J-Dog or Janet, and now they have to, like, call her
You've got
your
to remember
excellency.
She's always been a doctor, so I'm pretty sure the circles that she's hanging around with
Doctor
are not the
excellency.
Same not the same as yours, and I don't think people go, hey.
J-Dog?
J-Dog? No. No one's ever called her J-Dog.
That would be... And what about her husband? She's married.
Oh, that's
what is he?
Interesting you say that. You refer to him as Professor Nimno. Nimno.
Nimno.
That, well, that's, I think that's his
right,
name.
Right, okay, there you go. I'm picturing croquet.
I don't think you go, hey, Graham. No, because we'll be talking about the charity.
Yeah, but there'll be festivities afterwards.
So you can wear a day dress, jacket and tie, obviously, for the men. No, it's just like an hour. Then they kick you out.
There'll be kick-ons. There'll be kick-ons right there. A band that plays. There'll
this
be DJ.
Is why you're not coming
there'll be
with
a DJ
me.
For
I'm
sure.
going to be so nervous. I have to get there before and find a park.
Yeah.
And then walk in with someone else.
Are you going on your own?
Yeah. No, and you've got to turn your phones off as well when you walk in, or turn them on silent. As well.
No plus one to a party's hard, isn't it?
I'd get that. I get really scared about it. And I should be okay with it after all these years. But it's like when you go to a party and your friends aren't there, or you're at a club and you go, I'll just go to the bathroom until they get there, and then they'll send me a text.
Yeah.
It takes a special person to be okay with walking in by themselves and going, I'm okay that no one's talking to me. I'll just look at the cucumber sandwiches.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow is the 3rd of August. It's worth $10,000.
Your letter is U.
Oh, have we done U before?
I don't know, but I like it. So some of the answers are umbrella.
Yep.
Uber. And Ugly Betty.
Interesting.
Don't know if we ever have.
I can't remember a time of a U. But
name mode of transport.
Uber.
Or unicycle.
Yes.
Is that you? Yeah.
Yep. Name something at a school.
Uniform.
Very good. Or undercover area.
Okay.
Name
and occupation.
Uber driver, but I don't think I said that twice. Or umbrella builder.
Okay.
There's no colours that start with U.
No.
Adjective.
Is there an animal that starts with U?
Unicorn.
True animal. Thank you so much. A country.
Uganda.
Yep. Uruguay.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. All right. That's tomorrow.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Kids, right? Gotta love them. Do you? I got Rory, obviously, and my wife has been really busy, which is great. Very, very good for her. She's been really busy with her stand-up, and she got this big contract that's all these conferences.
You got to remember, a lot of it was cancelled for so long, because she had a lot of them, and then it was like, no, COVID, flights cancelled, everything. That's so now everyone's like making up for lost time.
Yeah. Yeah, and she got this big one, which is like six conferences all across the state, maybe even eight. So like every weekend for the past month, she's been jet-setting around, going to Cairns, going to Emerald, going all over the place.
At least that's Emerald, her story.
The fancy places.
You know, yeah. Career's going swimmingly. and then cruise ships are back, so she hopped on a cruise ship as well, which is fantastic. We need it all back, and it's great for her.
But
it does leave me at home with Roars, which is fine. But
you're babysitting.
I'm babysitting. Look at me being a dad and babysitting.
I love it when it's good, but you know, it's fine. I'm at home, which is fine. I'm liking it.
Such a good dad, aren't you?
Well, I do enjoy my time with Rose. But yesterday was the day, because I was like, all right, so I've been solidly parenting for quite some time, but now she'll be at school till 3. And I can just relax after I do a little bit of housework, whatever, put some laundry on, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to sit down and I'm just going to relax.
Yeah.
It's been a while, you know. And, you know, kids being kids, it doesn't always go as planned. So got home, did a little bit of housework, put a load of washing on. And I you know, I don't know about you guys. I know you do, Abs, a little bit. You don't relax. You don't enjoy sitting down doing nothing. Like, you feel guilty if you do it. You're like,
I know you like
me
time, but I don't really like me time.
You like me time?
I love me.
Yeah,
I love lots of me time.
Yeah,
No, I always like to be busy. I've never watched TV.
Yeah.
During the day. Yeah.
Ever.
No, never.
Wow.
I used to. Like, when I had days home, you'd watch Days of Our Lives if you had a sick day. But no, I never watch TV during the day. Would you go and watch a few shows?
No, I don't normally have the time.
The day I decide to.
And I've been behind. I got mad at Stranger Things, too, because I've gotten behind on it, because they upped it to like an hour and a half every episode. Every episode's like a movie. I've only got time for like 22
minutes. Dare they give people
minutes.
More content?
Well, just make them. Look, you have the same amount of content, just 22 minutes worth.
That's true. Why don't you just pause 22 minutes in?
I'm a completist. Look, I know this is my failings. I know it's my fault. But if I turn it on, I
just
see it to the end.
22 minutes, that's it, doll.
Yeah, we're done.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, 87 episodes at 22 minutes, not 12 at
an hour, you know, and a half.
Yeah. And the last one is 2.5 hours.
Bloody hell, that's a movie marathon.
It is a movie marathon, special movie length episode.
I know, you sound appalled.
Who has the time?
No one
busy,
has the time.
Busy.
No one has the time. And then you get online and someone's like, just smashed out the whole season 4 in one day. I'm like, how do you, what did you do?
I'm unemployed, so I've got time for that.
You do it.
Thank you very much. Job keep up.
But then I sat on the couch and I went, I think I've got everything done that I need to have done at this right this moment. I think I'm going to watch a Stranger Things. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch an episode of Stranger Things. And I sat on my couch and I pressed the button and then this happened. God damn it! Oh, it's the school!
What time was this?
It's the school! 11!
You kind of ignore it if it's like close to 3. Everyone ignores it if it's close to 3,
oh,
right?
If it's close to 3, you're like...
They'll call again if it's blood.
Exactly. As long as it's not an artery, it'll be fine. No. She's got the sniffles, got a cough, got a runny nose, sent home with a rat test, doesn't have COVID. She really liked the episode of Stranger Things, though.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast.
B105. Phil Jamieson,
everybody.
We originally knew him as the lead singer of Grinspoon, but he has a solo album out now. It's called Somebody Else. Phil Jamieson joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You survived Splendor?
You know what? I had a calculated approach that I was going to spend as little time there as possible, and most of that time was going to be singing on stage. So, yeah, it was unreal to perform there, obviously, but I didn't really get stuck into anything else whilst I was there.
You must feel like you've lived so many different lives because, you know, you've played music for so many years. Is it different?
Yeah, you're old, Phil.
I didn't mean that. I just mean... No, it's not what I meant, Phil. But is it just so different backstage? I mean, obviously for you and your lifestyle it would be, but has it changed, I guess, the rock and roll industry backstage these days?
Look, if I can draw a comparison between Splendor this year and, like, for example, A Big Day Out, well, maybe 10 years ago, I think Big Day Out was a little more, I guess, backstage, a little more work-focused, and Splendor's a little more party-focused, I guess, in some ways. But, look, obviously those festivals, and Splendor being, like, a top-tier echelon of festivals in Australia, the backstage there is, you know, there's masseuses and wellness clinics and makeup areas and hair stylists and, you know, your own food. And then you've got kind of like one of those airport lounges where you can go in and have lollies. Or like. So it's kind of really quite 5-star, the backstage at Splendor. But I didn't really spend enough time there to really take advantage of any of that. But because I was really focused on just hopefully singing and dancing well on stage, and then I had to leave. But I think it's the same. It's just now that Splendor's probably the height of opulence in some ways.
It's good to chat to you again, Phil. I haven't chatted to you since we shared the stage together many, many years ago.
Oh, come on.
What?
Don't do that to him. Now he feels like he should know you.
It wasn't that long ago. I'm just going to count the last 2 years as not really years.
Yeah.
So if I consider it to be 2018, mm-hmm. I guess four years is a few years ago, but I remember that really fondly. It was a special moment for both of us.
Yeah, it was.
What happened, Phil?
Well, I was cast in an Australian musical called Green Day's American Idiot, mm-hmm. and I played the villain, and we had Savalon and Stav caught up and learnt a little song with us, and then sang it at the end, and mm-hmm. it was this really beautiful moment we all shared together. I believe it was at QPAC. Is that correct? I think it was.
See, yeah. You didn't think that he remembered.
Did the producers tell you beforehand, or are we just...
I wanted him to remember for
no,
you.
No, it was a big night. And I remember the backstage area, there was hairdressers and masseuses and... there wasn't. We get a bio, and it's always fun to read the bios of what people have found out about the people that we're talking to. Got to ask you this, because it says on yours that you're a massive Judge Judy fan.
Well, the people are real, the papers are real, and her rulings are final.
And I like him.
Yeah.
Isn't what she always says? Beauty fades, but dumb is forever. Mm-hmm. Have you read a book?
Yeah. Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining. You know,
yeah.
Like
she's the highest paid woman in television.
She used to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I've had a little bit of time at home, there's been a fair amount of washing, folding and cooking, slow cooking meals, and, you know, 3 p.m. on a on a Monday afternoon. I'm like, what's going on over here? All right, yes. And my favorite part of her whole thing is Bert, the courtroom marshal.
Mm. Yeah.
He just kind of looks so bored. It's actually incredible how disinterest is in getting next to Judge Judy. I love it.
When you think about it, it was a weird show to come and watch. Like, I used to watch it after school. And when you think about it, that's a weird show. I can't imagine any of our kids going, yeah, we're going to watch that now.
Yeah.
Mm. Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm did a really funny, I guess, spot on it as well. So it does exist in this kind of funny pantheon. But, yeah, she's getting a lot of money, but I don't know, just kind of pass the time.
Maddie and I have been, we got slightly addicted to a weird, like, afternoon, the Tipping Point game show where at the big counters and they try to knock it off. It's like one of those games you see at an arcade. It's pointless, it's useless, but you just find yourself watching it every day.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, the little things, of the discs move. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're talking about commercial TV, but yes, we are. The discs move. And pretty shit commercial TV, to be honest. The discs moves each time, like an arcade game. Yeah. You can win something. Yeah. I don't understand that at all.
It's captivating.
I can't wait.
You guys text each other while you're watching it?
Yeah. Well, that one was going to go, Maddie.
I would have gone to the left. Yeah. Too long on the right.
Drop zone two, you idiot.
Why do you keep dropping there?
I can't believe I've been missing out. Because, they put all that effort into one side, and then the next player puts one coin down and they get all their winnings,
You guys are invested into this.
We are, sorry.
On the Judge Judy thing, though, the thing that always surprises me about that show is it's similar to, like, Married at First Sight, where the people who go in with their cases, they always think they're going to win.
Go, why do you do? And why have you gone on?
If you watch the history of the show, you always lose. But still they turn up.
Isn't there, for example, one couple from Married at First Sight? I think his name's Johnny. Are you from Brisbane? And they're still together. I think he actually proposed properly recently. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not across Married at First Sight at all.
The girl that she has her own.
One successful couple.
No, yeah, I could you're probably
there is a few. You know, the ex-cricketer. Right. And the redhead, and she has a whole lot of, she has a clothing line now.
Sure.
What?
Sure. I don't know who that is.
Phil. No.
Phil's pretending he knows.
So we've covered Judge Judy, Tipping Point, Married at First Sight.
Your solo career.
You're
going to
be on the Masked Singer next, aren't you?
Would you do it, Phil?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
No.
Sorry.
No. Okay. No, just check it.
Not for me.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. It's just not really something that I don't mind watching television, but I'm actually petrified of going on it. Yeah. I think it's one of those art forms that is like, it's a little bit intimidating and it's like kind of full on. But some people are great at it. I don't know. I've always found TV from really doing early. Remember that? I don't know. It's a long time ago now, but ABC should have a TV show in the morning called Recovery.
Yeah, great show.
And, we'd be up at 6 a.m. doing that show and recording, and I'm going, wow, this is a lot. Like, you guys get up really early to do your show, I'm assuming. So guess it's one of those things. TV is a different kind of world, and it's equally terrifying but also quite good. But I kind of enjoy watching it, as is obvious from my bio, that I've been shamed. My Judge Judy shame is now being exposed to all the B105 listeners. Hi, guys.
Hey. Well, mate, great to talk to you. Lights On. That is your single off the album, Somebody Else. Always a pleasure. Phil Jamieson.
Thanks, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Believe it or not, and you can play along listening to this right now in the car, your tongue almost has a mind of its own.
Okay.
Like, you have an idea of how something's going to taste before you put it in your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's never been in there before.
Oh.
Oh, with the sight.
Yes.
The smell.
You just look at it and then you think you've got an idea.
Well, you try to compare it with something you've had.
Yeah. Correct. Well, it's like when people make cakes that look like chicken and your brain just can't compute.
Yeah. And that is a strange sort of trend going around now of making cakes look like real things, like a can of Coke. And then you're like, is it real? Is it not? And they cut it.
Mm. Is it cake? It's a show on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah. It's good.
It doesn't surprise me.
Is it cake? And they'll bring out a handbag and a handbag.
And you got to guess which one.
Yeah. And then they cut one.
Have you ever got it wrong?
All the time.
Really?
They're very good.
Wow.
Is it cake?
I always wanted to. I bet you they don't taste too good, those cakes.
No, they're quality. Yeah. Have
well, his tongue
them.
Already knows.
No, but they're like quality made.
Professional.
But this has been going around online this week.
Your tongue knows what everything feels like. Look around the room right now and imagine what it would be like to lick that, and you'll know exactly what it feels like, and I'll never be the same ever since.
So if there's something you've never licked, you can look at it and your tongue tells you how it would feel to lick it.
Steph?
I can't look at you now.
Why?
Because I'll know what you taste
you've
like when I lick
you. It's not necessarily.
We should explain that.
No,
that's where he licked me, but I've never licked
him.
I know, I was there.
It was very one-way relationship. If I'm honest.
Always is though. That's why you got to go first.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily taste.
No, it's the texture.
It's the texture. Do you want us to lick stuff or not?
No, you just look at it and then you go, oh. I know
yeah,
what
but
that's
I want to see if I presume and then I want to test
well,
it.
Well, look at the pen.
Yeah.
Think how you think it's going to feel.
I've licked that. You've licked it before, haven't you? When you suck it.
It's weird. I get it. It's kind of there.
I want to lick something different, though.
It's strange.
I'll lick. Look, why don't we lick the jumper?
Lick your jumper. Go for it.
But
you can
them.
Just simply look at it and your brain already knows.
Well, then you don't have to lick it.
Exactly.
Oh, cut out the middle tongue.
Yes. When you think like it's different to your feel, the sensation of your hand. Like if someone's got something fluffy, right?
Again.
You'll instantly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got spit on.
That's a lot of spit.
I know.
Do you always do that?
My mouth watered. I was like, my coat.
We're back here again. I found it really weird. Like when they say it to you, like you can look at anything in this room and be like, oh, yeah.
Well, I've never really thought about it.
Is this backed up by medical science or anything? Or is it just...
No, just a dude on a podcast shooting the shit.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, 100%. TikTok science.
Like,
it'd be buttony.
Yeah.
Buttony, see?
There's not, you're really blown away by this, aren't you?
I looked everywhere trying to find something that I wouldn't know what it
would
feel
be more
like.
Excited about rather than textures, taste.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you know, sometimes when you go to a different country and you've got a fruit and you're like, oh, I didn't expect that. That's tangy.
Like dragon fruit.
Tell you what, I'm going to shut my eyes when I go to the bathroom.
I would suggest that too.
Why? Because you don't want
to... I don't want to know what that's going to...
Well, there's usually like a stall between it, isn't there?
Well, once again, you've broken our minds with something random you found on the
you're
internet.
You're welcome.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Just a
reminder. Beyonce, the music superstar's latest album, Renaissance. Beyonce dropped 3 new versions of the album artwork.
I say Renaissance, but Resonance?
Well, it depends. Beyonce could say it anyway.
Well, she can say whatever she wants. And to promote the new album, she's got these amazing photos out. And the bodysuit that she's wearing is designed by a local Brizzy girl, Beth Cordwell. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So many questions. Congratulations first. But take us through how Beyonce's people were aware of your costume.
So I got contacted earlier in the year through email, but once it was all released just last Friday, found out that they found me through an Instagram called Up Next Designer, who champion young designers and emerging designers to have international recognition through their Instagram.
Yeah, see, it's always the gram, isn't it?
It is always the gram. That's how it connects people from all over the world. So... We're going to put the photo up on our Instagram, but it's made from plastic document folders, the outfit is?
Yeah, so all the scales are made from plastic document folders that I've hand-cut and individually sewn to a bodysuit that I made.
How long did it take you to make that one?
I've had a month for the bodysuit. It's quite time-consuming, but obviously it's paid off.
So let me get this right. You went to Officeworks, you bought a whole heap of plastic folders and made an outfit for Beyonce's album cover.
I did. So I, while for uni, worked at Officeworks and would look around and see what can I make from what I can see at work. And that's what I focused on, document folders.
Oh, my God,
even
you're amazing.
Better, you raided the free stationery. Like, we could go into our stationery cupboard here and get you a whole heap of boxes of pens and you could make something for Abby.
Oh, absolutely. That'll be my next challenge.
That is so cool.
Were they the right measurements? Because I would imagine that they would have asked for, because it's very figure hugging. So did it just happen to be the right size for her?
Yeah. So originally they wanted a custom fitted garment, but just with a quick time frame, they just had to work with what I had and it fitted. It's just a perfectly figure hugging bodysuit that just worked incredibly well. I'm very lucky that it just all worked out.
Did they pay you for it, Beth? Or is it like, hey, you're going to get a lot of exposure here?
So the plan is for it to be paid and they're going to keep it. Still in the works, but that's definitely the plan.
That's exciting. How did you wrap it up? Because I would imagine if I'm wrapping something for Beyonce's
people, in an Officeworks bag.
Like, did they ask for a specific shipment in a certain way?
Oh, I was very, very careful with sending it and had to go express with the tiny turnaround. But, yeah, it got there in one piece and it didn't get lost. Thank goodness.
I know. But I would have been, I mean, you're very cool and like a cucumber. I would have been like, just so you know, can you look after this? This is for Beyonce.
You pay for tracking, right, Beth? You track that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, the whole works.
And bizarre, though, to think of that, right? Because people go out and they spend thousands of dollars on, I don't know, a Christian Dior shirt or something. And fashion can be just someone on the other side of the world making something out of plastic. And this will be one of the most world famous outfits ever. And how much did it actually cost you to make?
Well, I guess being made out of materials that I can buy very easily down the road, the materials didn't cost very much, but the work and the time that went into it would have absolutely equated to quite a price.
Yeah. Would you, I mean, you're working for the Queensland Ballet and we've all seen those costumes and how exquisite they are. Would you be open now with people reaching out and you designing custom costumes for celebrities all over the world?
Oh, absolutely. That has been my dream all along. So to start with the actual Queen Beyonce is amazing.
Yeah, it's all downhill now, Beth.
Yeah, it is.
No, I just mean like celebrity-wise, although Lady Gaga wears the most amazing outfits.
Oh, yeah. To dress her would just be incredible.
Yeah. I think this is awesome.
Well, there's so many. You think, I mean, I could see Anthony Kalia wearing that Beyonce outfit that you made.
Yeah, but Beyonce's just the queen. Like, is that the first you saw about it, with just the photos popping up? Like, they didn't say, yes, this is going to be worn?
So I was trying to protect myself and go, you know what, if it doesn't get chosen, it doesn't. But really, the first time I kind of was able to take a breath out and release, I was, it was that Friday morning when I first saw that image.
Crazy. Well, congratulations. Yeah. We're so proud of you. It's always the way when you got, you know, a local Brizzy person doing massive things all around the world. So good on you, Beth. And we can't wait to see all your outfits at the Grammys and the Oscars and all sorts of stuff in years to come.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you go, Beth Caldwell. There she goes. She designed and hand-sewed a outfit for the one and only Beyonce. We'll get a picture of it up on our Instagram. Just search B105 Brisbane.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he's Abby's spouse who built their house. He's Abby's hubby and he ain't too chubby. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty too hotty. My Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Yeah. How are we?
We're good, Scotty. How are you? What do you got for us today?
Stav, bit of this, bit of that.
Could you be more specific?
Okay, that's something, eh?
So vague.
Okay,
aren't you?
So. What?
You just don't talk straight. On the phone, do you know what annoys me so much? He's talking to someone, and I know they want information. He's like, yeah, rightio, mate. Well, I'll let you go, okay, mate? And that sounds good, mate. I'll go now, all right? So I'll catch you later on, all right?
Like, just sound like hanging up. Sound like hanging up, baby. FOMO.
Does he do it? Do you do it with Abby though?
Funny you say that. He has no fear of hanging up.
You gotta hang up on Abby.
Nah, I thought that might be the case.
Stop bantering me.
That's the case.
Just banters.
So, what do you want to chat about today, buddy?
No, hang on, I just gotta pick something up. Oh, Jesus, there we go. I got it. Listen, I was at work the other day.
Yeah.
And doing a bit of concreting, so it's very hard on your back as concrete, no? And there was a plumber in the vicinity, and my mate bent over and was like, oh, come back up, because it's been a hard day.
Yeah.
Karen, all the boys, they're probably listening, so there we go. Anyway, he said, I said, that's what happens when you get over 40, mate. Your back starts to go and you start making these noises.
Old man noises.
And he said to me, well, mate, how old are you? I said, 44. He said, mate, you don't look a day over 34.
Nice.
He said, mate, you're a legend.
Did he buy you dinner after that?
No, but then he goes, how old do you reckon I am?
Yeah, I kind of went the wrong way for him.
What'd you do?
He was, I said 28, but he was only 24.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all right.
That's okay. Okay. That's
fine. But here's the thing. I'm getting annoyed with Scotty because Scotty will go and play footy, no issues, no complaints. And normally, unless he's doing cementing.
I'm still groaning when I pick the footy up.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You start to make old man noises. And Stav, you do the same. And it annoys
me. Apparently, Stav, you do the same, mate.
Yeah, I make old man noises. Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you doing that? And you're like, I'm an old man. I'm like, you're not. You just, you do the movement. You're fine doing the movement. It doesn't hurt. Don't do the noise.
You don't know it hurts. You're not inside this vessel of mine. I'll tell you what hurts.
He does feel that all the time, Stav.
No, yeah. Stav lifts these weights, and it's easy for him. They're really heavy. It's easy for him. But then, like, he's no problems if he's listening to his music. But then he goes to put them down and goes, oh.
It's after the hard day's workout on him.
Isn't it amazing, though, Scotty? You might appreciate this, how something that has absolutely no bearing on her life or her anything.
No, it does.
But it just annoys her so much.
It does have bearing on me. You want to know why, Stav?
Why is that?
Because they're two men that I dearly love and want to be around for as long as possible, and you're giving in. Yes, I do.
Do you? Because if we're around for as long as possible, we're making these noises longer.
Yeah, but I like paying you out. And I just feel like you're giving in to old age.
Honey.
Yes.
It's the other thing too, Stav, as well, was like she knows what I'm thinking. You know, it's like, oh, you know, the perfect one is, oh, you don't even like the kids. I'm like, are you inside my brain? I didn't realise you can read my thoughts.
Oh, well, yeah. We really jumped topic, didn't we?
Yeah, well, you know, just saying, you know, there's lots of things out
there, baby. It's kind of at 2 in the morning.
How about when she asks you a question, Scotty, when she asks you a question and then you're answering it and she answers it for you?
Oh, like she does all the time when I come on the radio.
He takes so long to answer. Does it not annoy you sometimes?
Does it not annoy you how long he takes to answer a question?
Baby. It's part of Scotty's charm, really. That's what I kind of like that about him because it's you know... I think of it an answer from Scott like a lucky dip at a fate. You know, ask him a question, you have no idea what's coming back at you.
And I always say, and I do mean this specifically, but these things are character traits, right? Mm-hmm. And these are the things, these little things that you do on a daily basis when someone passes, those are the things that you will miss.
So you're saying that I should record all your groans so I can play them back after you...
Hey, I'll phone you and do it for you if you want.
They're the things you'll miss, but the things you'll avoid in your new partner.
Exactly. You good know? Point. Good point. Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah.
All right, Scotty. Well,
love you.
Oh, I love you too, baby.
See you, mate.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
This is The Masked Singer.
Who are you?
Do you think you are?
It's easy enough to watch The Masked Singer and after they get revealed when it's take it off. Go, I knew that all along. No, this is your opportunity right now because I know that you guys watch it and you like to guess who it is. So you put your guesses in right now and confirm it so that we can go, oh my God.
You were right.
You were amazing. You were so right, which doesn't happen often, so lock it in. So these are some of the people that they've thrown out. Like if you look at the judges, and it's going to be an amazing lineup. Mm-hmm. You've got Mel B, Abby, our very own Abby Chatfield's doing it, which I think she is going to be awesome, and also Chrissy Swan. I think it's a really good lineup with Husey.
Husey's returned.
Yes,
Husey's returned. Yeah. And Osha is still back as the host
and
as
the
well.
And the names that they've thrown out is Mel C, also from the Spice Girls, which I think would be interesting because they said one of the clues is someone who has sold over 50 million records worldwide.
Right.
Spice Girls are going to be able to do that, right? So I think that could be a good guess. Carrie Bickmore's been thrown out as well.
Okay.
Chappelle Corby, Guy Sebastian, Johnny Farnham.
That if Chappelle Corby showed up, that would be insane.
Is there a boogie board?
There's a thong, good Aussie legend. I don't know.
Is there a marijuana plant?
I think they'll try and change her. Yeah, I don't know. They might do something a bit different. Charlie Robinson. Now, you worked with her from High Five. But do you know what she sounds like?
Yes. If I heard her singing, I'd be able to pick it straight away.
Okay. And there's also, they say, Neighbours Royalty.
All right. Harold?
I mean, maybe that's loose. Royalty would just be anyone who's been on there for a long time. And there are so many characters.
Bouncer.
I'd love Bouncer.
Imagine Harold, though. I'll tell you what a world.
So the Mirable gets out and is on a red carpet. So people are saying that she's very, very famous and used to doing that. This is a little bit of the Mirable singing.
impressive.
So that's why they're saying, is it someone from the Spice Girls? Because Mel B was like, I know that voice. So it could be Baby Spice. It's definitely not Posh.
Which one could sing?
Well, they all sort of could sing. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, I'm just saying Posh wouldn't do it.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I think David Hasselhoff could
hit
be
that
on.
High note.
Could be him.
I think you swear, be... David. Well, David Hasselhoff came out and did those ads for the ads where you don't need a superstar.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but he would have filmed it over there. People are saying that Kylie Minogue, don't forget, like, she's moved back to Australia.
Yeah.
And whether she would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is interesting now because her sister's not on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, her sister was one of the judges, and we used to always think, is she going to do it? Is she going to do it? Mm-hmm. This is a bit of the zombie.
You think what I'm thinking?
That is Kylie
That's
Minogue.
100% Kylie Minogue.
Yeah. Or is it Nat Bass?
No, she doesn't sound like Kylie Minogue.
But remember, they're trying to throw you, so they might be trying to sound like someone else, and she is Neighbours royalty.
I think that's Kylie. That'd be huge, mind you, if they got Kylie.
Well, let's have a quick comparison here then. Okay. So if we go, so Kylie, Zombie.
I mean, that's close.
Close.
But is it too obvious?
Nah, it's 100% Kylie.
You're locking it in? Zombie guys?
Yep. I wonder if she'll sing Zombie.
That would be good.
Yeah, Zombie, sing Zombie. Cranberries.
Cranberries.
Cranberries. Yeah. Yeah. Old chorus.
Great song.
Great song.
Great song. The other one people are saying 100% Grant Denyer is on it.
Oh, okay.
No one's ever heard any of the clues. They just think that could be the case.
These are two really, really tiny masks. You know, they better put them in stilts. That'll throw you off.
Might throw you.
Well, Daniel could be, because I saw there's a suit of armor.
Oh, yeah.
And the suit of armor's holding on to the head. So they've obviously put that they might make a really big suit for the shorter contestant. Yeah. So it puts you off.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Well, Masked Singer, it starts this weekend.
Yeah, Sunday. Isn't it?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
I think everyone has a fear of missing out. And even if you don't want to go to something, you would like to be invited to it. And my friend was having friends over, posted a bit of a photo of them having drinks. And I was like, I felt like writing, you're not even friends with her. Or you don't even like her. But I didn't, because that would have been bitter.
Is that the girl we bitch about behind her back and she's at your house?
I don't think you're friends with her. I thought you said that your kids were friends and that you had to be friends. But anyway, whatever.
Go easy on the details.
Oh, yeah.
If you say too much, you might make it all.
And I said, oh, what were you having on Friday night? You having people over? She's like, I did invite you, but very loosely because you weren't interested. I said, well, what was it? She's like, it's a book club again. I went, oh, yeah. And she said, last time I invited you, you never read the books. And you thought it was just drinks, but it's a legitimate book club.
What do you do at a book club?
So when I asked her, you all have to read it. And some of them, they only give them a week's notice. And some people are big readers. So they'll all get a book and then you get a week's notice. And then you come together and you talk about, I guess, what were the highlights? What were some of the themes?
Oh, so kind of like everyone who's watching a TV show at the same time. You discuss the story and what you think.
Exactly. I mean, I can only presume because I haven't gone to one. And if you read the audio book, it's very obvious. Like, if you get the audio version.
You can tell, they can tell you haven't really immersed yourself.
Mm. Or watched the movie. I tell you what, that scene was brilliant. I mean, that chapter. Thanks, but no thanks.
Remand down, Stabby Boy is not here.
Yes, Rory's sick.
Should be here with us tomorrow. I'm very lucky that I have a wonderful mother. What did you think I was going to say?
Wife, and I was going to jump on that bandwagon and say she is wonderful.
She is wonderful.
One day I'll make her mine.
Well, actually, I might change my thanks, but no thanks, because it's come to mind. What do our listeners think of us as people? Because I posted a little strip photo booth of me and my wife at my sister's wedding.
Yes.
Over the weekend, and it was an old one. We're going through old photos and sorting them, and I found it, and it's me and my wife. Whenever there's a photo booth, we get, you know, a little tipsy, and then we pash in it, and we, you know, really get into each other. I posted it on Instagram
on
and
Friday.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And I said, this is my favorite photo of us.
I thought it was me. I kid you not. I looked. Did you?
So did everyone else.
I looked at the front top, and but I didn't look at you. I just looked at the outfit, and I went, I have that earrings. I wear my hair like that. I've got that top. And I went, what am I? And then I went, oh, no, it's Kissing Matt. It's Esther.
Everyone on Instagram's going, oh, my God, I thought that was Abby for a second. And then, obviously, they looked through them properly and realised it wasn't.
If I ever got mixed up with Esther, that would be a dream. But what did she say?
If I ever got you mixed up with Esther, that would be good.
No, I meant if I get compared to her.
Hang on, what did you just say?
I said I meant if people confuse me for Esther, I'd be happy. I didn't include you in the conversation. Oh, God, no, Maddie, no.
I get it.
No, but I'm saying she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Did you think I looked like me?
Go and look at that. Go and look at the photo.
Yes, I just saw it, and honestly, the top one, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. But heaps of listeners of the show thought that you and I were leaving our partners.
Announcement. What happens in camping stays in camping, unless we post the photos.
Thanks for no thanks.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.